This is JIS News. Coming up, employers urged to give Election Day workers time off. Extra $100 million allocated to Jeep for Zigbee preparations. And several schools participate in National Schools Cleanup Day. The details after this message.
The Public Procurement Act is here. Jamaica's first standalone law regarding government procurement. Geared towards maximizing efficiency, ensuring value for money, equitable treatment for suppliers, and integrity throughout the procurement process. That's the Public Procurement Act. Get informed. Learn how your business can benefit. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning for details.
Now the news. Director of Elections Orit Fisher is again urging employers to grant staff who are Election Day workers the necessary time off to prepare for general elections on February 25. Election Day workers may need to be absent from work the day before the elections to attend a final preparatory meeting as well as collect their supplies. Mr. Fisher is asking employers to accommodate the workers as much as possible.
What I would like to use this opportunity therefore to do is to urge employers to allow workers who have been selected to work during the elections to be given time off to attend the meeting and to collect their supplies. I'm also urging the workers who can to apply for the day off if possible.
Mr. Fisher is also reminding specialist workers who are to be put up in hotels prior to the elections to ensure that they check into the designated hotels by the prearranged times to ensure that they are present at the final preparatory meeting. He was speaking at a press conference on Thursday. Transport and Works Minister Dr. Omar Davies says an additional $100 million has been allocated to the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP Secretariat for the eradication of mosquito breeding sites. The money is being provided through the Road Maintenance Fund. The amount is in addition to $200 million already allocated to JEEP by the Ministry of Health for cleanup of the nation's major gullies and drains to boost the country's resilience against the threat of the Zika virus. Dr. Davies says the National Works Agency will be involved in the program and will start cleanup activities this weekend following consultations in several communities.
The Ministry of Health and the Chief Secretary will be working together with the NWA in identifying the major trouble spots.
The work will be done in collaboration with the Ministries of Health, Local Government and Community Development and Members of Parliament. Several schools across the island on Friday participated in the National Schools Cleanup Day to facilitate vector control activities in light of the Zika virus threat facing Jamaica. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the education system has over 600,000 young people, so it's important that schools get involved in the cleanup activities.
This is a real public health threat. And the children must be the first ones to know this and to learn proper environmental and hygienic habits. And also, isn't it true that when the children learn, they'll go home and tell the parents and have influence on their community?
Minister Thwaites, who was speaking at Calabar High School, encouraged Jamaicans to participate in the cleanup activities across the country. He is also urging school administrators to adhere to the necessary guidelines for the prevention and management of the Zika virus in educational institutions. Schools are encouraged to remove or clean up possible breeding sites once per week and ensure that stored water is properly covered. The Education Ministry will be providing insect repellents to schools across the island. And Cabinet has approved the Restorative Justice Bill, which seeks to allow the formal use of the Alternative Dispute Resolution tool in the criminal justice system. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the bill will represent a significant step towards a change in the culture of how conflicts are dealt with.
We will be tabling that in Parliament as soon as Parliament reconvenes, and that will allow the courts to refer appropriate cases to the Restorative Justice Program, whether it be when the case first comes into court or after the case is concluded but before sentencing. And it even provides for in the rehabilitation of convicted offenders who are inmates in prison before their release to use restorative justice as a tool for helping the reintegration of former offenders into the communities from which they come.
Senator Golding was speaking on the JIS television program Issues and Answers. That was JIS News. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.